Our cash cattle market remains very strong. I'm Keith Lindberg with your Farm News Update. Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing, Sioux City, talked to us about the fact the cash cattle market remains very strong. We've seen this past week ranging essentially from 230 on up to 240.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Keith. Yeah, cash again, strong, and, you know, basically steady with last week. I know there was some 241 and 42 out there, but a lot of that was on a delivered basis, so we'll call cash 240 this week, which is fully steady with a week ago. And I think beginning of the week, there's maybe some expectations we could add a little bit more money on that this week, and it just never came around. I mean, we were $7.5, $8, $9 higher last week, and just couldn't get a whole lot more out of it this week. And board being lower this morning definitely didn't help. And then early in the week, we had a couple big down days that didn't do any favors. But new contract high in the August live cattle today. Everything else kind of got right up to those highs, and I think maybe we saw a little bit of a technical correction. These bull markets kind of need fed every day.
And Zach went on to tell us that he's been watching the corn market, as that has been putting some pressure on our livestock markets.
There just wasn't any better news coming around right now. You know, you go into the weekend, I think there was some profit taking by the funds. Feeders have kind of been the leaders here. They had some pressure on them with corn and wheat being higher, of course, and didn't help there. You got the funds record long in that contract, and with grain working higher, it maybe put a little pressure and had them back out a little bit. But box beef continues to work lower. You know, maybe a little bit of a shock there with the way they pulled the chain speed back at the packer level, trying to keep these kills in check. Or, you know, they know they don't have the cattle, but they're trying to keep the kills a little bit lower and support that box beef, if nonetheless. So the choice select spread is definitely widened out here. Maybe that, you know, indicates good demand or a little bit better demand. So I don't know. I don't know that boxes will move a whole lot lower here, especially if we keep this kill under wrap. 563 this week, which is kind of right on line with expectations, but well below what we were used to, you know, a couple of years ago.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.